treasure on this earth, and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short, and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, people. Good morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. Say, life is too short and eternity is too long to live without old friends. So I'm glad that you're my friend. I'm able to sit before the mic each Sunday morning and tell you, yes, there is truly something that you can believe in. Jesus said he wanted to be a friend that would stick closer than a brother. So today we have a friend in Jesus. We sing that old song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Well, I've got a special treat for you today. We're going to let Rusty Goodman kind of feature the service today. We're just going to magnify and worship the Lord along with him as he sings. He's a gospel singer who has passed our way, but he never sings a song but what it don't have a message. So let's go now listen as he sings The Potter.
When a potter gathers up the broken pieces of a vessel he wishes to make, he doesn't put it back together like a puzzle. But on the wheel he molds it again.
Yes, sir, that's Rusty Goodman singing that beautiful song. Rusty always puts a lot of the gospel in his music. That's the reason I love him so much. I remember that when I had prostate cancer and had operated, my family wouldn't tell me that he had passed away because I loved his music, I loved his message. He always presents the gospel in every song. And also his family, the whole entire family is gone now. But I met him personally, and I loved him, and I appreciated him, and I appreciated the message that they gave in every song. So let's go right back now, listen, as Bob does this song, and this says, In the Presence of the Lord.
Your presence, dear Lord, is all that I need.
Singing that song. Bob's going home to be with the Lord also. Let me give you some of the Word of God. Some of the great men of old. George Washington once made this statement. It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. I wish our president today and the people of Congress today could realize that great statement. Also, President Andrew Jackson said, The Word of God, it is a rock on which our republic rests. President Abraham Lincoln stated, In respect for this great book, I have this to say. It is the best gift God has given to man. All the good Savior gave to the world was commanded through and by this book. Hey, if we stood on the book today, and it's just not another book, it is the Word of God. If we could stand firm to the Word of God today and be as faithful to the Word of God as men of old was, then we would be a greater nation. Well, Let's go back right now. I want to do this song for you. And I hope you enjoy this one also. And this one says, Follow Me. Be great. He simply called us to follow him. I've got so many people who stand with me and stand by me in this radio ministry, but through God's grace and mercy, then we can make it. But we're doing the broadcast today. We felt like we would feature our good friend, Rusty Goodman. He's a great singer. He presents the gospel in every song. I'd like to say that I appreciate the letter that I received from Louis Gordon. Without your support, Betty and Ernie, I couldn't stay on this broadcast, but with your love and your support, we will continue this ministry. So let's go right now. I want to read some scripture for you first, and then we're going to play a song here of A Broken Heart by Rusty Goodman. It said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." That's great words of encouragement for a broken heart. So let's go right now and let Rusty do this beautiful song for us. And this one is called The Broken Heart.
Right now you feel you're the only person that's ever had a broken heart. And now you're searching for new beginnings, but you don't know just how to start. You put your hope in time as a healer, but it goes by so slowly. Have you ever thought of looking to Jesus? You may be surprised at what you see.
Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house there are many, many mansions. A lot of people there are broke with broken hearts. I know, but God knows best, and it's hard sometimes to understand what God is doing in your heart and life. But God's been good to me down through the years. He stood by me and stood with me. And my heart's been broken many times, but He is the heart mender. And I trust today that if you're there and you're living with a broken heart, well, just look to Jesus. He is a heart mender. He can, He don't patch up your old heart. He gives you a brand new heart, a brand new spirit. And that's what we need. We need uplifted. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Just think, you are the light of the world. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. But when He went back to the Father, He said, now you are the light of the world. And He wants our lives to shine. And we can't shine when our hearts are broken and downhearted. We go around with a look on our face like a mule or eating sawbriars, and we're so downhearted. We're a Christian, but we're sad about it. But we're glad today that I'm able to sit before the mic each Sunday morning. I've been doing this for many years, and we have 9 different places now that we're on radio, and on internet and clear around the world, people are hearing our voice and hearing the songs that we sing and stuff like that. And it's really encouragement to me. I have been retired, but I'm still filling the pulpit. If you need someone to fill your church some Sunday morning, I would prefer Sunday morning. I'm not much to go in at night. My eyes are getting bad. You pray for that. I've got cataracts on my eyes, and they can't remove them because I've only got one eye. And let's pray about that. And I'd like to be able to get out and go like I used to. I used to go out and do a lot of revivals. I'm a revivalist, but there comes a time when you got to slow down. So I'm in a slow down period, but I haven't quit on God. And I preached on that last Sunday morning. I hope that you understand what I'm saying, is we need to look up and keep our spirits up. I've always said if we're mentally, physically, and spiritually, let's keep the spiritual side of going. Well, let's go with another beautiful song here, and I hope you enjoy this one. I love this song right here, and this one says, "Paint my mind. When my mind gets down and out, he paints a beautiful picture across my mind."
Can't believe once again it's time for us to go. Seems like no time at all since our first hello. Thank you all for coming, all my old friends and my new. Happiness for me is when I sing my songs for you. I hope next time we have more time to spend. Let me say in parting, till we meet again, may your love flow like a fountain. May your days be free of doubt. May your life become as effortless as breathing in and out. May you always complete what you begin. May you never have so much that you're a slave to what you own. May you always have the wisdom to leave well enough alone. When dark clouds close around you, may you feel God's light surround you. May you always wake up cheerful and give thanks for every day. Know the love that you receive comes from all the love that you give away. May your faith be a cushion when you fall. May you know you'll always manifest what is ever in your mind. And if good is what you're looking for, good is what you're gonna find. When dark clouds close around you, may you feel God's light surround you when you pray. When you need someone to guide you, may you know God walks beside you.
Our Father, it comes time that we must say goodbye. We're thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. We're thankful for the people who have paid and prayed for this broadcast. It's been a blessing today to have Rusty Goodman sing for us and for the words that we've spoken. And I trust today that if we have people there that have a broken heart, then you are the heart mender. You could the one that can mend the heart and mend the broken pieces. Put them back together again, not as a puzzle, Lord, but as a true meaning that you love us. And no greater love hath any man than to lay down his life for his friend. And Jesus Christ died upon a cross for us, and he died for every one of us, even though that we were sinners. Yet while we were in sin, Christ came into the world seeking to save that which was lost, and we were lost on our way to a devil's hell. But he turned it around. He defeated and disgraced the devil at Calvary that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I thank you for all the help, the support that people send out for me. They stand by me. And Lord, together we stand, but divided we fall. Well, neighbor, I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast as much as I've enjoyed playing it for you. I've enjoyed sitting here before the mic. I wish I had another hour to go, but we don't have any more time. You know, time is valuable, so and we only have 30 minutes, but we try to get all the music and all the preaching in 30 minutes that we can. I remember an announcer said one time, Tommy, it takes too long for you to get to your point. Well, my point is Jesus Christ and him crucified, and without him, we're all of most men miserable. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and/or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request.